Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Just this past month, CEF had our first ever spring event with a concert with the Kramers. Scott and Rachel Kramer and their family are from right here in central Illinois, and in fact, right here in Peoria, Illinois is their hometown. But for the past 4 years or so, the Kramers have been on the road traveling full-time, singing across the United States in the Christian music ministry. They sing Southern gospel, they sing inspirational gospel music, and they sing beloved gospel hymns. They do it all. On the evening of the concert, we had over 360 people who were friends of the Kramers or their friends of CEF who were able to come that night to our summer ministry fundraising event. It was just a wonderful evening of praise and worship of the Lord, and even a time of prayer for our upcoming CEF summer ministry outreaches through our camp ministry at Camp Good News or our Phi Day Club summer ministry outreaches all throughout the summer. Today and for the next couple weeks on Telling Future Generations, I want to just share with you the CEF portion of the program of the Kramer Concert because we appreciate so much your prayers and your support as we turn the corner here from our school year ministry to our summer ministry focus and reaching boys and girls this summer with the gospel all throughout the months of June, July, and August. So I hope you enjoyed listening to the CEF ministry praise and prayer reports that were shared the night of the Kramer concert. And it's going to first of all start with Rachel Kramer herself as she shares her connection and her testimony of the impact of Child Evangelism Fellowship upon her own life and her family as well. Thanks for listening.
When I first learned about CEF, it was when I was around Helen Majeska's little dining room table at her house on Altorfer Lane. I was freshly saved right here at Grace Presbyterian Church. I remember looking around and I thought, how do all these beautiful people know every word to every song, all the hymns? I had so many questions, and Helen took me under her wing, and she showed me how to live out my faith and how to get into the Word and stay there and draw close to Jesus. So she kept talking about five-day clubs, and she shared with me the Wordless Book, and we're familiar with the Wordless Book. So that was my first introduction, and there's so many stories I wish I could tell, but I can't right now. It'd take too much time. But closer to home now is our son, like Maria was sharing, he has autism, and right now we're going through an incredibly trying time. It's been about a year and a half, and I'm homeschooling him, and I really focus more on the spiritual than the academic skills right now. And so I have found that the tools that CEF, I've purchased a devotional called the Wonder Book, and that is really more where he is right now. Well, tonight when I arrived, earlier this afternoon, Katrina gifted our family with these incredible resources. They're new devotional books. They've been updated, and they just blew me away. I am so excited. I cannot wait to start with Weston on these new devotionals. It's taking us through the Old Testament, the New Testament, the story of God's love for us, the gospel story, the Easter story, Passion Week. So I just praise God for how he's using this very powerful and effective ministry for the glory, for the kingdom, and to reach people, children, when they're really young. That's the best time to reach them. So let's welcome Katrina Forseth as she shares with us.
I love you.
You know what? I just wanted, when I was talking to Rachel yesterday, I was talking to you, I just remember just how much I missed hearing your voice. And I just want to say on behalf of CEF and the Grace family, which is my family too, how much we have missed you all. So we're just so great
you.
To have you here.
We've missed you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very kind.
I'm going to do something a little bit unscripted. I just want to pray for their family right now. Will you join me in prayer? Let's just lift up Weston. Lord, we just lift up this precious family to you. Lord, I just thank you that your love is being shown through them and just through every word that just drips out of their mouth as they seek to lift up your name. And Lord, we want to lift up Weston to you right now. He is your child, and we know that he knows you. And we look forward to that day when we know that when we'll all be together with you, that we will be whole, body and soul, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, but Lord, during this time right now, as our family's going through this difficult time, Lord, again, we just lift up Scott and Rachel, Maria and Ben, as they love on their brother and their son. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we're just so glad that you're able to be with us here tonight, and our heart is just overflowing. But before I get too forward, I want to just, first of all, just stop, and I just want to thank the Lord for how he put all this together. And also, I want to thank our CEF of Illinois State Board, our special events committee, and also I want to say a special thank you to my state office staff, because I was running a little bit behind today, and if it wasn't for them just knowing exactly what to do and putting it all together and being in the groove, it wouldn't have went so well in preparing for tonight. So again, I just want to thank all those who made this evening possible tonight, and also the Kramers. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. Many people, when they think about the ministry of CEF, they rightly think of our after-school Good News Clubs that are in the public school. And I shared this before, if you were here at our event with Josh McDowell in the fall. We are now in 75 public schools during the school year. But we're not just a school year ministry, and most of you probably know this, that CEF is a year-round ministry. But we do love the Good News Club ministry, because it's that week by week, that drip by drip of proclaiming the good news of the gospel to these boys and girls. I'm just so excited. There's just two little quick little stories I just want to share with you, because I really look at you guys as my family, and I just want to share with you what God is doing right now. Just this past Easter, it was the Thursday before Good Friday, there was members from Grace Church, my home church, that, and by the way, Grace Presbyterian does 5 after-school Good News Clubs already. And there were some members on the team, and I could start naming names. One of them was Marlene List, and some other ones have been involved in our Good News Club. And I said, hey, we have an opportunity to go into another school. The door's wide open in Peoria. It's the Lincoln Grade School. And there were some members from Grace that quickly came together, them and Jill and so forth, and our staff. And 113 children showed up on the Thursday before Good Friday. I mean, that was just amazing. And then I'm just so excited. I just wanted to share with you that we have, this is a praise, but it's also a prayer request, is that next Thursday, which is May 17th, we have for 10 years been trying to get into the Springfield School District. I called several years ago, and the district office wouldn't even return my phone call or really talk to me. And so the Lord just has done some things I don't have time to tell you, but the Lord has opened up the door, and we now have the district permission to start a Bible club next Thursday. I know, like, the school year's almost over, right? But they're allowing us to come in, even though it's the end of the year, next Thursday. And even the principal is hiring a bus for us to bus the kids home. It's really amazing. But here's a prayer request. That's a major praise. We've been working on Springfield for a long time, and the Lord is just pop, pop, pop. He's opening these doors. But we are still waiting for the permission slips to be approved, the flyers to be sent home. And so would you pray for us about that? Because we got the building, we got the bus. Us. Now we need the children, right? And so we're just praying that God would do that. But as I said before, the Good News Club is our main ministry, but we do have other ministries that we do, because we're not just a school year ministry, we are a year-round ministry. And I was just looking at this today, and of the 9,000 children, sometimes we've been as high as 10 or 12,000 children that we reach all year long, about one-third to sometimes a half or even sometimes more, but let's just split it even. So about a half of the children that we reach through all of our ministries all year round are reached during the summer months of June, July, and August. Now, I don't know about you, but that spins my head of thinking of what all that happens. And it all begins with our summer ministry training school. And so that is where our Camp Good News, and God has blessed us. Let's have a shout out for Camp Good News, because God has blessed us with a camp for over 60 years. I think it's like 62, 63 years right now running, that God has blessed us with a camp ministry to ministry to children. There's other states in CEF across the United States. They do not own a camp. They have to rent a camp, and that's very expensive. And so God has blessed us with our own camp. And so what happens is, and it's just coming up, and that's kind of unnerving me right now, but June 3rd is kind of like the D-date. So June 3rd through June 15th is when our training school, we all come together for our camp staff and also our five-day club summer missionaries. And a five-day club, if you're not used to that, what that means, it's basically a traveling vacation Bible school. We do about 150 five-day clubs statewide, north, south, east, and west. But before the summer starts, before camp starts, before the five-day club starts, we all come together at this training school. And this is where we want to just pour into our students. So all of our 20-plus staff come together. It looks like we're going to have about 70 students this year across Illinois. And this is where they're going to be learning how to share the gospel message, to hear that clear presentation of the gospel. The five-day club students, they're going to be learning how to teach a clear Christ-focused, gospel-centered, gospel-grace-centered Bible lesson so the children every day in five-day club, they're hearing a clear presentation of the gospel. And so many other things, it would take me too long to share with all we do in that 12-day training school. One summer missionary actually told me this. She said, "This feels like a spiritual boot camp." And it actually kind of is. But you know what? Every year we talk to the students. We even have them fill out evaluation forms and so forth. And this is what the students tell us. They said, it's through the summer ministry training school and through the summer ministry, whether it's camp or five-day clubs, they see God drawing them closer to themselves. It's not about what God does just through them in ministry to the children. It's what God does in them. And that all begins with our summer ministry training school. Then the second week of the training school actually is a combined effort between our camp students and our five-day club summer missionary students and also our CEF statewide staff. And we all come together, and I just love this, doing ministry together. I love it. So not only do we the training school together, but we link arm in arm, elbow in elbow, and we bus in, and also because of grace, they make this possible too, is that last year we were able to bus in 100 children, and we bused them from Washburn and Eureka. And I don't know if you know much about some of those areas, but there are very needy children in those areas, and there are not a lot of opportunities for them to hear the gospel message. And so last year, we had about 100 children that we did a vacation Bible camp that we did as the second part of our training, and we had 23 children in just that first week, so that just right out of the gate of the summer, that trust in Christ as their Savior. And so then after the training school is over, it's kind of sad because then the camp, you know, they got to focus on camp because they got to do the overnight camps. They have 7 weeks of overnight camp, and that's great, but then the five-day club summer missionaries, we leave and we go back to our respective areas. And so it was just that 2 week time when we were all together as a whole state. But then the rest of that time, but you know what? We can't all stay together, right? Even Jesus said we can't all stay here. You know, we needed to spread out and share the good news of the gospel. And that's what happens. I want to thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. Next week and then the following week, we will continue to air the CEF portion of the Kramer Concert because we want you to hear from the field and directly from our CEF staff leaders what the ministry looks like and how your prayers and your support for this ministry, not just for the summertime, but for our ministry year-round, is making a difference in the lives of boys and girls throughout Illinois. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week and have a blessed week in the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Every child in every neighborhood needs to hear of Jesus and the message of salvation, and Child Evangelism Fellowship has a summer outreach program just for you. Five-day clubs are held for five consecutive days for 90 minutes a day. It includes dynamic Bible lessons, creative learning activities, meaningful songs, and life-changing scripture memorization. If you have a burden to reach lost boys and girls in your neighborhood, call Child Evangelism Fellowship at 688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com.